Audio Renaissance presents Downriver by John Hart. Read for you by Scott Sowers. Chapter 1. The river is my earliest memory. The front porch of my father's house looks down on it from a low knoll, and I have pictures, faded yellow, of my first days on that porch. I slept in my mother's arms as she rocked there, played in the dust while my father fished, and I know the feel of that river even now. The slow churn of red clay, the black eddies under cut banks, the secrets it whispered to the hard pink granite of Rowan County. Everything that shaped me happened near that river. I lost my mother in sight of it, fell in love on its banks. I could smell it on the day my father drove me out. It was part of my soul, and I thought I'd lost it forever. But things can change. That's what I told myself. Mistakes can be undone, wrongs righted. That's what brought me home. Hope. And anger. I'd been awake for 36 hours and driving for 10. Restless weeks, sleepless nights, and the decision stole into me like a thief. I never planned to go back to North Carolina. I'd buried it. But I blinked and found my hands on the wheel, Manhattan a sinking island to the north. I wore a week-old beard and three-day denim, felt stretched by an edginess that bordered on pain. But no one here would fail to recognize me. That's what home was all about, for good or bad.